D. But I meant, are there some that would hiccough would bite you? B. There is a type that would, that rattles its tail. But usually there are not many. When the weather gets cold they cannot move very well. D. But you don't worry about them even though you run around out there barefoot. B. They are so small, and they never move very fast. They are usually harmless. D. Turtle. Do you know that word? They have a hard shell. B. Oh yes. He is the one who carries his house with him. D. I laughed at this definition. Do you ever eat the turtles? B. Number D. Do you have what I would call a wolf? B. Yes. They are large animals, generally about as high as your waist. They have powerful shoulders. I do not tangle with them. Either they were large or the people were small, they pull down the weaker deer and such as that in the winter. D. Have you ever had to eat wolves? B. No, not while I have been a hunter. D. What kind of markings do they have? B. They are generally brownish in color with darker markings along the fringe of their tail, across the shoulders and accenting their face and the tips of their ears. Except in winter, they are white in winter. D. One time you mentioned a boar. B. Yes. You find them in the woods. Distastefully, it is mean and ugly, although it sings the earth's song too. Usually it is just above knee high. It has bristly hair and a short tail. Sort of scooped looking ears, and the eyes are small and red. And its two bottom teeth are usually up over its snout. D. HMM. Are they dangerous? B. Emphatically, yes. They're short-tempered. But you can hear them and you can feel them, so you can avoid them. You can eat the hunter's tools and the animals. 101. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. Them. The meat is very tasty, but one has to cook it carefully. The legends say that if it is not cooked carefully, it could disrupt the song of your body and produce discord. I wonder why one animal's meat will be different than the others? Most animals eat either plants or other animals, and we eat the animals that eat plants. But this animal eats both without caring. It will eat anything. So it is said that its meat must be prepared carefully, such as with other animals who also eat meat. They must be prepared carefully as well. They do not taste as well. I am not sure why. The legends help us. Have you ever eaten the meat of sheep? Oh yes. It is good meat. The animals that eat plants have the best meat. The meat of flesh eaters is too strong. It can go bad easily. Oh, it spoils in other words. Spoils? That's word use. It means that it goes bad. Yes, some animals even if it is fresh killed, it tastes like it has gone bad. Which animals are these meat eaters? There are different ones. The animals with the claws that they can pull back. We do not like to eat them. These remarks about their meat-eating habits sounded strange until I began to think about our own. We also only eat animals that are plant-eaters. There are several types of meat that have to be prepared carefully in our time. Pork, for instance. If it is not fully cooked it will cause dangerous illnesses. I had never thought about it before. Maybe there is a health reason for not eating flesh-eating animals. This also goes along with the dietary laws mentioned in the Bible. I have always thought this was the reason for forbidding the Jews to eat pork. These dangers have been known since the beginning of time, but the reasons would have been too complicated to explain to people before the discovery of germs and microbes. It was simpler to tell people the meat of certain animals were unclean, and to forbid their consumption. D. I remember the time you told me about the strange animal Fatty who killed Beauty who said its meat was all right, wasn't it? 102. The legend of Star Crush. B. It tasted peculiar. We cooked it very carefully. We did not know if it was a plant or an animal eater. We assumed that it was an animal eater, for safety's sake. We cooked it carefully and nobody died from eating it. It just tasted very peculiar. One could not define it if it was the meat of an animal that walked or an animal that crawled. Some animals that crawl instead of walk taste different. But animals that walk on four legs taste like the way they taste. And with this animal, you could not tell whether it was a walker or a crawler or a swimmer. D. When you found that an emulru guided to him by that some feeling I know had that he would describe it in me. B. Yes, I was. The feeling seemed different that time. Instead of being here like this, in the middle of her forehead, it seemed to be more like this. He pointed to both sides of his forehead instead of the middle. And I knew that it would be a different sort of animal, but I felt I would probably recognize it. I was surprised when I did not know what it was. D. Have you ever seen another animal like that since? B. Never. D. You were lucky that it wasn't angry. You said it had such claws and fangs. B. Well, I was quiet and in harmony. It did not know I was around. D. I have sometimes that the airy animals that are deformed. They come from a strange mixture, and there would only be one of a kind. Do you know what I mean? B. Yes, like the farmer with the goats. One time a kid was born with a crooked leg. Sometimes I have seen strangeness in some of the animals. But you could still recognize the animal. Even if it had two different parents, you could tell what the parents were. One time I saw one of the mountain creatures. One of the meat-eating creatures with the claws that they can pull back if need be. They usually have yellow eyes, small ears, long tail. D. Yes, I think I know what you mean. It was obvious he was referring to some kind of cat. B. There are two different kinds, and one time I saw one that was a combination of the two, so I knew that its parents was one of each. The Hunter's Tools and the Animals, 103. D. What do these two different kinds look like? B. One is kind of a golden mottled color, tawny looking. How shall I describe it? It is golden colored with a darker golden brown on its tail. It blends into it. And sometimes it has darker ears. It is about knee-high, but it is long and very graceful. The other one looks different. They are generally kind of a gray, bluish-gray color. They turn white in the winter. Sometimes you will see one that is almost black, but usually they are gray-colored. D. Are they as large as the other one? B. More compact, bulkier. Maybe a slight bit taller and not quite as long, but they are just as graceful. They are more heavily muscled, it seems like. The golden ones have slender muscles that give them this particular gait, and the gray ones are chunkier built. They are graceful too, but in a more compact sort of way. D. They're not as big as a deer? B. No, they are not as tall as a deer, but they are more than strong enough to pull a deer down. D. How did you know that animal was a combination of these two? B. Because of how I saw him, he was only knee-high and kind of long-bodied. He had a gray coat, but his coat was mottled with silvery designs. That and the tail went gradually to black. That told me it was a combination of the two, because it had the build of one and the basic color of the other, with the color characteristics of the first. D. I Z. Do you ever kill these animals to eat? B. Only in winter when we need it. There are not as many of them as there are of deer. I am afraid that if I were to kill them, the deer would become too numerous and they would starve. D. Yes, let nature take care of itself. B. Be in harmony. D. I was thinking that maybe the strange animal I saw with the horn in the center of its head might have been something like that. A strangeness, or a combination of something else. B. I disagree, please forgive me. I considered that. But I could think of no combination in the animals that I knew that would come up with that one. And besides, with the feeling in my head being, 104, the legend of Star Crush, different, the animal was not in harmony with the earth. I feel that perhaps the animal. Well, there is a legend that says this earth is not the only one. There are several here, and sometimes we might go from one to the other without knowing it. And I feel that on that winter day it was dark that I inadvertently went into the other earth where these animals are, because everything felt different. The land was the same, but the harmony was different. The wind even sang differently. But I needed the animal for the village. And then, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, when I was going back to the village I felt things change again and everything felt right again. Maybe it was allowed to happen because he needed the meat. Perhaps so. One of the older men at the village believes that it happens quite often without our knowing about it, for some of the earths are closer to ours than others. You never know, anything is possible. Maybe these aren't just legends. Perhaps so. I tend to believe so. But if I go around saying to everybody that it is so, they might think that my wandering in the woods has affected me. They might say that anyway. Laugh, that's but the wise man knew there was something different true. Oh yes. I had never seen him react that way before to any of my kills. So it was something neither of them had seen. Beauty or ideas seemed to sound right. It could be. You are very diplomatic. I was accumulating a great deal of information about Tuin's life and surroundings, so I thought it was time to present it to a professional. I asked my friend, Richard Quick, a retired zoologist, to read it and to give me his opinion. The following are his notes. Notes on the Starkrook legend. As I read the manuscript, I tried to make a compilation of all the stated characteristics of the environment and culture as they were reported by the subject. These characteristics could then be used to attempt to pinpoint the historical timing of the events and perhaps the physical location as well through the process of elimination. The Hunter's Tools and the Animals, 105. I found the following items related to the culture of the people in question. Agriculture or farming was utilized, including the use of grains, as well as vegetables, roots, wheat, beans and herb gardens. Beeches, apricots and acorns were taken from trees. Bread was baked from grains. Crops were planted before March 21st, and fields were plowed. The people made clay pots, did weaving and had written language. The only metal they used was that left from earlier times. Their houses were wood with a grass roof, windows and shutters, and in the village was an inn with a sign over the door. Regarding domestic animals, they had no dogs, but they knew of sheep, oxen, yoked together, and goats. Environmentally, they knew of honeybees, mosquitoes, deer, wolverine, boar, bear, not grizzly, squirrel, flying squirrel, two types of cats, and a wolf that changed color with the seasons, turtles, salamanders, eels and frogs. Crow, swans and bluebirds were also mentioned. The subject correctly characterized bees as animals. The trees in the area included oak, pine, two types, hickory, spruce and cedar. Their clothes consisted of wool pants, a cloth waist strap, leather vest, a leather cap with a brim, wraparound skirt, and amulets. They were familiar with gold and gems. They slept on beds with legs and stretched deerskin. They used tables and benches. The mountains nearby had peaks with perpetual snow. During the longest day of the year, the night was only like dusk. It seemed apparent that the geographical location of the group was the northern hemisphere. Many items that made the culture inconsistent with what we know of the natives from the northwestern part of North America could be explained by the influence of the star travelers in the distant past, domestic animals, written language, beds, cultivation of grains, and the use of metals. The strange horned animal mentioned in the text has no known counterpart in the natural world we know today. Richard Quick, 1 November 1988, in present times. The only canine that changes color with the seasons that I am familiar with is the Arctic fox, which changes from gray to white and back again. This also occurs with certain rabbits and certain members of the weasel family. I don't know of any feline that changes coat color seasonally. Because it is biologically possible, it may have been a characteristic in the past. Fossil and bone remains would not be able to determine such things as coat color. Chapter 9, The Children's Stories. I think you told me one time that the stars play a very important part in your culture, Inuit life. Is the wise man the only one who knows how to look at the stars? B. Well, everyone knows the stars' shape and what they are called. The wise man tells us things about the stars that seemingly do not make sense. But he says that the older ones knew these things because of their magic eyes. One thing that he says is that the stars are all different colors like the flowers in the field. Well, it is true that some are red, but not many. Most of them are a kind of bluish-white color. But he says they are different colors and I suppose they are. He says that sometimes stars have clouds on them like the earth has clouds, and the old ones said that is what caused it to lightning and storm. The sun would form clouds on it, which would cause Mother Earth to form clouds in sympathy, and it would storm. I have never seen clouds on the sun. It would be too hot to have clouds there. D. It would like heat. Is that what meant? That the sun would form clouds? Seem B. Well, perhaps there used to be another word for it, but he likens it to clouds now. The legend says it darkens part of the sun. D. It's so hard to see the sun to tell these things. Then this is what makes the rain on Earth? B. Not always, just whenever it happens on the sun. It only happens very seldom. But when it does, yes, it causes rain on the Earth as well. That is what the wise man says the old one said. D. What else did they say about the stars? 106. The children's stories. 107. B. Well, as you know, when you look at the sky, the things move across the sky. When they go below the horizon, they keep moving even when you cannot see them, and so they move around the Earth Mother. That is what it looks like when you look at the sky. But the wise man says that it is not that way. He says that the Earth Mother really moves around the sun, and that there are Mother Earths moving around the other stars, too. But you cannot see them. But I disagree with the wise man there. I know what I see. And I can see the things going around the Earth Mother following the side of the seasons. D. Was there anything else they would see with their magic eyes? B. Well, there are the wandering stars, the sun, the moon, and three or four others. Depending on how the weather is, depending on how many you can see, all the other stars stay the same and they move around with the seasons and to each other, but you can see these wandering ones move from day to day. A wandering one will go across and change its position with the stars. The wise man says that the old ones could see other wandering stars with their magic eyes that we cannot see. D. Did they have any explanation for why they wandered like that? B. I'm not sure. I think I heard the wise man say once that there were other Earth mothers, like our Mother Earth, going around the sun. I do not know. They are too far away to see if it is like us or not. D. Did the old ones leave any other legends or any information about the stars in the sky? B. Yes, there are different legends about the stars. The most common legend is that the stars are like the sun, but they are far away. Like building a fire and then walking away from it, it gets smaller. It is said that when the universe started its song and the stars started their songs, part of the song was to have other Earths, like this Earth with the sun. And so the wise man says that, to take it further, if there are Earths singing their song there, there must be people on their Earths in harmony with the Earth, since the old ones came here. It is a legend. It makes sense in a way, but I do not understand how it could be. D. What don't you understand about it? 108. The legend of Star Crush. B. Well, the people are here. The stars, they are in the sky. I do not understand how we could get from there to here or from here to there. I do not understand how it could be. But the stars are in harmony with the Earth and everything is in harmony. D. That would be hard to understand, some kind of magic, maybe. But then the legends are just interesting stories, aren't they? B. The legends are the old knowledge. D. Does the wise man know how to look at those stars and tell things from them? I was thinking of astrology. B. Everyone knows how to look at the stars. How do you mean? D. Well, what information do you get from looking at them? B. The farmers can get, in addition to the moon, when to plant, and when to harvest. The stars tell many things. The stars help tell when the festivals will be. The sun, as it dances through the stars, one knows the passage of the seasons. D. But the other stars that stay the same are in different parts of the sky in different seasons. Are there any particular ones or groups of stars that you watch that tell the seasons? By checking the position of certain known stars, it might be possible to determine where these people were. B. Well, one thing you do, you go by how they are positioned against the mountains round the village. That is usually how we tell. Also, some appear in some seasons and go away, or go to sleep, depending on which legend you follow, during other seasons. D. Are there any kind of stars in the sky that stand out more than the others, that are more noticeable. B. The stars follow in a great circle and there is a point in the sky that they seem to center around. D. Is there any one star that is brighter than the others? B. Hesitated as though thinking, different brightnesses. Different shapes. It is like looking at the clouds and you see shapes in the clouds. You can see shapes in how the stars are. D. Do you have any names for these groups of stars that you watch all the time? B. No. The wise man has some names, but usually we just have descriptions and everyone knows which one you are talking about. The children's stories, 109. D. What are the descriptions? B. There is the seven jewels. That is where the old ones are said to come from. Smirking. A disbelieving tone of voice. Well, anyhow, it is said that the old ones felt that this particular group of stars were important for some reason. There are seven of them clustered together like in a small cup. Some refer to them as the seven jewels. But I think it looks more like a cup. There are three vessels in the sky. There is a large cup with a long handle, and a smaller one with a long handle. And there is his small cup. This is the one that the old ones felt was important. D. Seven little stars crowded together. He was obviously referring to the Pleiades. What direction is that? Fu were looking up at the sky. B. It depends on when you look. It travels in a great circle. D. All right. Say it's in the summer. B. Pause. In the summer, it is. Almost directly overhead. D. I wonder why that little bunch of stars was important to the old ones. B. I do not know. The wise man would know. And then there is. Let me see. I do not ever call their names. I know them by looking at them and I am not accustomed to their names. I will have to think for a minute. There I sown well, a cluster of stars, I should say, but they are called the bird. And there is an other cluster that is called the fish because it seems to be jumping out of the river of stars that run across the sky. D. Oh, is there something that looks like a river of stars? B. Yes. There is a band of them that goes across the sky. Obviously the Milky Way. D. Is this fish in the sky at a certain time of the year? B. In the fall. We see a hunter, he has wounded an animal and the animal is at his feet. And he is in the process of killing the animal. He also has a quiver of arrows hanging from his belt. D. Yes, I think I've seen that group of stars. Apparently Orion. I think we probably look at the same sky. B. It sounds like it to me. D. Beauty you watch these stars and whenever they are in certain positions you know when it will be summer and winter. Is that right? 110. The legend of Star Crush. B. Yes. But, of course, one knows by how many moons it has been, too. The farmers in particular have to know when the seasons are coming. D. You have already described Eve Dippers. B. She looked confused. Dipper? D. Or did you call it that? Like a large spoon? B. Spoon? Pause. There are the two shaped like cups with handles. These two groups of stars also remind one of an animal like a bear. Ah! There is the big bear and the little bear. D. Yes, that might be what I'm thinking about. But they have long tails, don't they? B. Well, bears used to have long tails. That is what the legends say. Some will have partial tails now, but the legends say they used to have beautiful tails. And they were kind of vain of their tails. There are different legends, different stories according to what happened. One story says it was in the wintertime and the bear was hungry for fish. So he chopped a hole in the ice, or rather the fox chopped a hole in the ice. The fox has a beautiful tail, you know. He was tired of the bear having such a beautiful tail and being so vain. And so he got a large stick and he poked a hole in the ice, and he told the bear, "Well, gee, I know you are hungry for a fish. I know a way you can get a fish." The bear says, "How?" The fox says, "Go over there and stick your tail down in this hole in the ice, and when a fish comes along he will bite your tail and you can pull it out." And the bear said, "Well, all right, that sounds good to me." It was a dumb bear. And so he sat down on the ice, and while he waited the ice froze up. Meanwhile the fox had gone away and the bear got tired of waiting for a fish to come bite his tail. so he tried to get up and pulled his tail off. D. Laugh, that sounds like a story you would tell the children. B. It is. D. Do you have any others like that? B. Oh yes, there is another one about a bear that liked honey so well that he would do anything for honey. Anything for honey. And one time he found a bee tree. But he reached and he could not get his arm in the hole to get the honey. But his tail could fit in the hole. So he stuck his tail in to get the honey, then pulled the children's stories. 3. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. It out and was licking the honey off. And the bees got angry. They realized that someone was stealing their honey. So the next time he stuck his tail in the hole, they started stinging his tail and made it swell. When he tried to run away, his tail got left in the tree. Laugh, two different stories ifo he lost his tail. I bet the children like those stories. Tell me another one. Not so much up to the bear but up to anything like that. Pause, do you know how frogs became to be? No. Tell me. One time there was this beautiful swan type of bird. A bird who flew but could also swim on the water. And this bird saw this beautiful fish. Now ordinarily this bird ate fish. But this fish was so beautiful that the bird fell in love with the fish. And the fish saw how beautiful the bird was, and the fish fell in love with the bird. And the bird would go and swim on the water. Every day he was sitting there swimming and the fish would swim underneath and they would talk and spend time together. And they decided that they wanted to be together for the rest of their lives. And they said, but we cannot make a home together. You, bird, fly in the air. And me, fish, I will swim in the water. We will just have to keep meeting like this. But we will try to have children. And so they had children. They laid the eggs and when their children hatched they were part of both. They could breath in the air or they could breath in the water, like both their parents. They could swim like their parent the fish could. At the same time they wanted to fly but they had no wings. So they kept jumping and jumping, trying to fly. Laugh, that way they could live on the land, too. I never thought of things like that. These are interesting stories. Yes, they help pass the winter evenings. Are these stories that have come down through many generations? I suppose. I remember hearing them when I was a child. Are there any others like that? Let me think. They're mostly about animals, aren't? And oh yes, oh yes. There is a particular blackbird that is very noisy. 112. The legend of Star Crush, it is always scolding you and jabbering at you from the minute it sees you until you are out of sight. And then it keeps jabbering for a while. What happened was that many, many seasons ago there was this man who was a good man. But he had this companion that he lived with. And she was always nagging him, scolding him to do this and do that. He was a perfectly good man. He worked hard enough, yet she was never satisfied with anything he did. She had a pointed nose and she would wrinkle her nose and start saying, "You do not do this and you do not do that." The poor man was just in a bad fix. So finally one day he went out in the woods and he was singing to his guide spirits. He was singing so sincerely about the life that he had at home. He was not complaining, he was just saying it was difficult. The spirit said, "We need to do something about this. He is a good man." And so they said, "We will make his wife change." They meant it to be a good change and so they put the change on her. She was supposed to become a good wife and not bother him so much, and not talk so much. But she was so nagging and critical that the change did not take right. And she started nagging more and more, and more shrilly. She did this so much that she quit eating, because she was doing this all the time without stopping. So she began to grow smaller because she was not eating. And as she grew smaller the hair on her head was taking up more space on her body because there was so much hair. And it got to where it covered all her body and turned to feathers. And she flew away, nagging him the whole way. D. Laugh, it turned her into a bird. I like the stories that you tell, B. Thank you. You are like a child. You ask questions. D. Laugh, can you think of any other legends about the animals? B. Many, many. I laughed, almost all the legends involve animals. A. D. Do you have one that is favorite? B. Let me think. Pause. Have you heard about the squirrel who wanted to be a bird?